Award-winning author, counselor, speaker, teacher, and radio TV personality. Dedicated to empowering others through her mental skills, she also features authors and experts from all over the world to share their knowledge and experience with you, the listening audience. Now, let's join Donna and her guests. Here's Donna.
Hi, this is Donna Siebel, and welcome to an hour of Mind Power. We're going to be talking about a subject matter today that is really a theme always for the month of February. What is that? Love. Can I ever find that right and perfect person? There isn't anyone, at least that I've met in my lifetime, that hasn't had to ask that question at some point in their life's experience. Well, my guest today, we're going to be talking about her very, very interestingly titled book, Soulmate or Cellmate. That sounds rather awesome, doesn't it? Jackie Woods is my guest. She says, you make the choice. This is a guide that she put together for healthy relationships. Jackie, welcome to the show.
Thank you, Donna.
Now, you are the founder and CEO of Ottawehee Institute Healing School and Wellness Center in Columbus, North Carolina.
That's true.
And you yourself are a psychic, and
yes,
you have really found that your passion for your work has led you into working with couples.
That's true.
And you say that you teach on the Internet.
I do.
You have workshops. You do personal counseling sessions, and you have written other books, but I love the title of your book, Soulmate or Cellmate, because I have known, when I first saw that, I thought, you know, I've known of people that have been married for 50 years, and people will congratulate them on the golden anniversary, but if you've known those people, maybe what they have felt is that they have lived in a prison for those entire 50 years. And I really like the direction that your book takes, because it's, do you want to have someone that's called a soulmate, or do you want to have a cellmate, a marriage that, for all intents and purposes, literally imprisons you where you cannot breathe? Jackie, what made you decide that you were going to focus on couples using your intuitive talents?
Well, I don't just focus on couples, but I decided that I needed to write a book because I have done a lot of counseling with couples, and they invariably do the same thing. They come with a problem, and they want a solution to the problem, and it's not that you can't give them a solution to the problem, but what they really want is to have a soulmate relationship. They want this problem to make everything different. And so I thought, well, it's just going to be easier if we put out some tools for them to have to work on all the different aspects so that the totality of their relationship is addressed rather than handling it problem by problem. And so that's what I attempted to do, and look at the relationship as a whole so that in the beginning, you begin in a soulmate relationship. In the middle of the relationship, you know how to redefine and keep the relationship space growing with the individuals. And as you've gone many years beyond, that relationship has continued to change and grow as you as individuals have. And that's an absolute necessity, because the one thing that is absolutely going to happen is change.
That's
we change
sure.
as individuals, our circumstances change, but the tendency is to keep the patterns in the relationship the same, and it doesn't keep up.
I think that there is such a myth that has been promoted. In a way, it's sort of like the Cinderella system. You know, you're supposed to just look for that Mr. Wonderful, the prince on the white horse with a shining armor, and then nothing's supposed to change after that. And lo and behold, after, you know, all the glimmer and the glamour and the glitter just sort of evaporates away, you still have the problems with, gee, the floors need to be vacuumed, and we have to go to work and make some money, and all of these other basic things in life, and everything else seems to sort of evaporate away. It's like, what happened to the magic? I want the magic back. I'm sure you've heard people say, gee whiz, there's just not what it used to be. Of course, it can't be just from what you said. Things change. They don't stay the same.
Mm-hmm.
And we can have these wonderful associations, but it is a big challenge to deal with each other as individuals. And why is it people don't want to look at that in a marriage situation, in the mate, when you have that commitment? Those things are going to happen. I mean,
right.
this is the way it is.
And people have a fantasy around even the word soulmate and the dream of soulmate. They have a fantasy about that they're going to find somebody that completes them, rather than somebody that they can share who they are, that they can share the essence of their soul with.
Mm-hmm.
And so they want somebody to fill in their empty spaces. Well, of course, that's an impossibility. And yet that's the fantasy that so many people hold.
Mm-hmm. And it's perpetuated by those themselves who have not been able to fulfill the fantasy, so they'd want to give it, or they hopefully want to pass it on to someone else because they think that's what they're supposed to do.
Right. And so then they work very hard to meet the other person's fantasy for a while, and that's the honeymoon period.
Mm-hmm.
And that, of course, is an impossibility because they're not being real and they're not bringing their soul to the relationship. And so as a result, the honeymoon period passes, and then, as you said, all of the daily problems of life come up, and then it becomes a thing of solving one problem after another, and that's not what a relationship should be about either.
Right. Now, your very first sentence in chapter 1 says it all, as far as I'm concerned.
Read it to me. I forgot
it. Does perfection exist? And there isn't a person alive, you said, that is not occasionally fantasized about how a perfect partner would treat them. There is no such thing as a perfect human being, period. It does not exist. It has never existed. It will never exist. Do I have an attitude about that? Yes.
Yes. That's true. And people keep thinking that if they find just the right one, it will be perfect for them.
Mm-hmm.
But there are ways to create a perfect relationship. Now, that doesn't mean all the pieces fit, but it means that the pieces that you choose, and I recommend that you start with three main heart energies that describe who you are. For instance, you have to have awareness, you have to have compassion, you have to have flexibility, you have to have understanding, you have to have a lot of qualities to do this show.
Yes.
I mean, you have to, or it wouldn't be a successful show.
Right.
And so, as a result, those are being fulfilled through the show. Now, if you wanted to carry some of those or different qualities that are predominant in you into a relationship, you need to focus on those and define that's what you want in a relationship. The very definition and spoken word of that empowers that to come to you. It's like a magnetic force. But if we are defining qualities that we don't have, where we're wanting them to fill all our empty spaces, there's no power in that definition, so nothing comes to us.
Mm-hmm. And I think, too, to add just a little bit of something there, if we focus, because I know I did this. I did this years ago. I focused on a particular person. And I said, I want this person in my life. Of course, I was pretty young, and I was pretty stupid. I mean, when you reach a level of maturity, you just have to fess up. I was dumb, okay? And so, I mean, he was good-looking, and, oh, gee, this was great. And I thought, wow. And, of course, your hormones are kicking in, and everything goes in and into all this mix. I thought, this is the right person. I hadn't taken 50 cents worth of time. I hadn't been educated this way either, but that's no excuse, to find out what this person really was like. And it wasn't until after my life went into the toilet, big, big, big time, and someone said to me, oh, you were just such a nice person, I couldn't bear to tell you what a schmuck you were with. And I go, ah.
Yeah.
You know, we go through those times in our lives, and we have those experiences. Why is it so hard? Why does it take so long for us to understand that if we want to have a fulfilling relationship, we have to have a fulfilling one with ourselves. And like I loved what you said earlier, you cannot expect somebody else to fill your empty space.
No.
You must be able to like yourself so that you become a magnet for what really is going to be a good harmony and a good relationship for you.
Yes. Yes, and I think when we're younger, and a lot of people carry this into many years later after young.
Oh, yes,
but,
I've known
but
70-year-olds.
But looking at the surface of the personality rather than the energy behind the patterns that they're expressing. Because in a relationship, if you can't get all the way back to the energy, then how can you be flexible in choosing patterns of that expression of that energy that fit both of you? For instance, if you have, my husband has, for instance, an energy of adventure, and I have one. But the forms that he has liked in the past have been like driving fast and really high action movies. Well, that's fine, but that doesn't work for me.
Mm-hmm.
So my energy of adventure is there, but it has a different take to it. It's much more gentle,
mm-hmm.
much more precautious, and it has a different take. So we have to say, okay, we're not going to fight over the movies. We're not going to fight, you know, my adventure would be staying home and playing a game. We're not going to fight over the forms. Instead, we're going to say, okay, what is your piece of adventure like and what is mine like? Not what do we want to do, but what is it really like? Well, mine's more gentle and soft and easygoing, and his is more hard-edged and more adrenaline-pushed. So we have these two. Is there a meeting place in the middle where we can find a form that will not just compromise so that I get my way and he gets his way, or one of us gives in and the other doesn't, but that we really find a form that will fit in the relationship? If we don't, then we don't claim adventure as part of our relationship. It either fits or it doesn't. But we have to learn to look beyond that surface. Obviously, when you were young and the guy was good-looking and probably a football star and all those kinds of things, then, you know, you weren't looking beyond the patterns.
Right.
The external forms, the way a person, their personality is and what they do. And in a relationship, so much of the time, people go in and they try to fit in with all those forms instead of going behind and saying, what is their energy like, and how do I fit? How does my energy make a fit with that? Or does it? No, maybe it doesn't even fit.
I love it when people go into a situation and they get to know someone a little bit, and they find out that they're really not happy in it, and then they go, "But I can change them." I love that one. I just think
yes,
that's,
or I will change.
Yeah, no. Mostly, I think that they think they will change, but say what's behind that. I have discovered is they say, "Well, I can change." What's there, especially on the part of women,
uh-huh.
They'll say, "I can change," but you know what? I'm going to make damn sure he does.
Uh huh. Right.
And it's that subtle undercurrent. Instead of acknowledging just what you've pointed out, if someone has a passion, I mean, absolutely has a passion for doing something. Look at that. Look at that.
Mm-hmm.
And is it something where you say, that's not my passion, but I don't have a right to tell you that you can't enjoy your passion. But I have to decide whether or not I want that in my everyday life.
Right.
And if I don't want it, I'm not going
to. And be willing to say, okay, that's not an energy that we have. And in the book, Soulmate or Cellmate, I talk about the three circles of relationship.
Mm-hmm.
You know, there's your space, my space, and the relationship, our space.
Right.
And realize that everything I have does not have to go into that relationship, our space. And everything they have doesn't have to go in there. We don't have to have complete matches all the time. But we have to have enough to make that space be alive.
Don't you think that it is often, and it's a social perception too, and this is what I think has caused so much upheaval since the 60s, is to make it okay that people have their individual spaces. That
mm-hmm.
is so contrary to the thinking of many individuals, and I think your three circles are a good one. It's as if one is supposed to dominate the other instead of standing side by side and saying, let's enjoy this journey of life together, good, bad, or indifferent. we are going to be partners here, but maybe I like ice skating, and you can't keep your balance to save your soul, but I'm still going to go ice skating and still have a good time, and you can go and do what you want to do, too, but that doesn't mean that we can't be happy and be with each other. We can't have a rich, full life.
And we do have to keep our separate spaces, but sometimes we can say, okay, what is the energy that I'm expressing through ice skating? And maybe it's freedom, for instance, that sense of soaring and freedom. And the other person says, well, I've been expressing freedom, but I've been expressing freedom by writing in my journal.
Mm-hmm.
And you say, well, you know, that's not for, neither one of those fit for the other person, those forms. But you say, okay, we can continue those forms, but if we would like to share freedom, what would be a form that would find a place where this person's freedom and the other person's freedom do fit? They maybe don't fit in the total picture,
mm-hmm.
but like puzzle pieces come together, there's a place where they maybe do touch. And part of finding the soulmate is finding how many places we touch, not expecting the whole piece to touch, but finding points where it touches so that we share more energies, but they're real. It's not just giving up part of myself to fit into you, but it's really bringing myself. Does that make sense?
Yes, it does. And I think perhaps a good way to share an image of that is, I know a couple, the wife is extremely independent. She's a very, very successful woman. And the husband is also very independent. Both of them are of the entrepreneurial spirit, and they each have their own arenas. And she said early on in their marriage, she said, we learned very quickly there were certain taboos. You don't come over to my, because she said they were fighting all the time over things. And she's very strong-willed. He's very strong-willed. They love each other dearly. But what happened is they said they had to draw some parameters. And they've been married for over 30 years now. But she said, what I did is I made an agreement with him. Look, I know you get irritated when I started trying to tell you what to do in your business. You start telling me what to do when I'm in my business. Let's just keep that hands off. Let's make it so that we go out for dinner, and if we want to discuss things, fine. If you want me to give my opinion or a suggestion, ask me. Otherwise, I'm not going to say anything. You know what? That resolved an issue of discomfort. They have many areas that they enjoy. They love to travel. They like to visit with people. They enjoy entertaining. The husband really loves to cook. She likes to cook, too, but she said, hey, you take over the kitchen, and I'll just make up some things. But they have developed a blend where neither one of them are threatened by the other's individuality. They're very mm-hmm. grateful for it because they can look at their strengths and their weaknesses, and they're comfortable. They're at ease with it, and they're always expanding and exploring different venues just because of their own spirit, their own nature.
And the key word that you said there is they're always expanding, because if a relationship is going to grow, we have to always be finding new, because we're growing in our energies of
mm-hmm.
who we are. We have to keep finding new ways to connect those.
Oh, I agree.
Mm-hmm.
And
that
I
expanding.
Think, oh, it's so important. And what I've learned as I've matured is that if we're not open to growing, life has a way of kicking us in our mental tush, really good
mm-hmm.
to have it happen anyway. So why not be a willing participant in growth and expansion and understand that not everything is going to be in black and white. And we have situations that hit us. I mean, I've known of so many people, and it's been in my life as it has been in yours, where there's financial challenges, illnesses. I mean, there's all kinds of things that can come up when you would never dream that they'd even be possible to be there.
Yeah, you know, I've done a lot of book signings. That's part of what you do as an author.
Oh, yes.
And People will come up and they'll say, well, that looks interesting, but, you know, we've been married 20 years, so obviously we've learned about relationships.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
Years or even peaceful years don't necessarily mean that the relationship has continued to grow.
Mm-hmm.
And what you say, how we deal with these problems that come up, that that's just part of the change that happens. But out of that, we have to have new people bringing new pieces to the relationship continually, so that the relationship, a cellmate relationship doesn't have to be an unhappy one. It can be one where you're just not fully being able to grow in that relationship. You maybe are not growing anywhere else in your life either, but to grow in your relationship, if you're not, it's like a ball and chain around your ankle, even if it's a pleasant one. Let me give an example. My mother and father were married 60 years before my father died. Everyone said they were the most in love, happy couple they had ever seen. And I saw them having a good relationship, but as I got older and realized, particularly after my father died, that they each were half individuals. They weren't growing as people because of the relationship. Now, I made my comment to begin with that as you grow, you bring new pieces to the relationship, but you, because of the relationship and what it is as a separate entity, should cause you as individuals to grow too.
Mm-hmm.
My mother just turned over all decision making to my father, and the physical world was his domain. So he had the physical, mental. She had the spiritual, emotional. You know, she was the nurturer. She was the one who paid attention to the feelings, and she was the one with the spirituality. So it was fine for her to have him just take over half, and him for her to take over half. But they were two half pieces that fit together well, but they didn't grow into whole people because of the relationship.
That's a very good story, and I think that that's something that the younger generation today has the wonderful, wonderful potential of being able to experience. Because when you look at the time frame that your parents came through, that was the way things were supposed to be.
Yes.
That is the Victorian attitude, I call it anyway.
Yeah.
And it's still enmeshed in thinking. I really like what you had to say about what a person's needs do not, the other person's needs do not determine what you give. You must look to see what expressions of yourself you're ready to share, and then and only then are you ready to work with someone to create a healthy relationship space. We buy into so much myth, because unless we're fortunate enough to have someone who has a real grip on what I describe as reality, of the fact that nobody is perfect, that everybody's going to have something in their life that's going to give them a quirk, a unique habit, or could be good or bad. It's just the way life is. And when you don't have that, and then you're fed all of these myths, then you get your kicks in the teeth from making decisions based, just like I did, on wrong information, because your perception is done with blinders that cover maybe 180 degrees of a 360-degree view that you should have. And the truth is, how are you going to have it unless you have some life experience? You just don't.
Mm-hmm.
And then you may have some life experience, and then that distorts. You put on a different shade of glasses because that distorts you. So your book that you have here, Soulmate or Cellmate, I think gives some very good perspectives, Jackie.
Thank you.
About how someone, if a young man or woman were to read this, it would give them an understanding that when you want to have, and this is so normal and natural, you want to have that partner. You want to have that companion. Take time to be able to ask questions. Take time to visit with this person. Take time, maybe find out about their family.
And observe how they are with other people.
Yes.
A person is the same all the time.
Mm-hmm.
So if you observe them with somebody and they're really cruel and mean, but they're being nice to you, they're really just, the core of them is really not nice.
Mm-hmm.
You really have to observe them in other settings.
You do, and you need to be open to that. You need to be able to look at it. I think of, and I, again, I'll just relate to a personal experience I had. When I was younger, I knew down deep something wasn't right with an individual that I was with, that I knew. And I avoided with purpose someone that was going to tell me the truth.
Mm-hmm.
And
yes.
A lot of times we do that.
Yes, yes.
Because we want to think that we can be that wonderful whatever we think we are that will make a difference in that individual and change them from what they really are into something that's going to be like a Walt Disney cartoon.
And, you know, some people's concept, their whole perception of love is about changing somebody.
Oh, yes.
And that sounds, when you just say it, it sounds a little sick, but that is the whole premise that a lot of people base love on.
Mm-hmm.
You need something, I'm going to meet that need. That's basically saying I'm going to change you.
Mm-hmm. It is so important, and this is what your book addresses. You talk about handling everyday problems. The use of words is so important. And offering suggestions rather than telling. There's a time sometimes when you need to say, look, do it this way. Otherwise, you're really going to have a problem. If someone is in a precarious situation or if they're dealing with something where you know it's important for them to do a certain process because it's going to keep them safe for whatever you do. But there are other times when you should make it okay that someone else makes their own choices. And that's a tough thing for mm-hmm. men to do and women to do. I've seen it on both sides of the fence.
Yes. And people say, well, I can't
hard.
Let them make their own choices if we're in a relationship because that affects me. Well, it shouldn't. It shouldn't if you have your own separate space. And that's the three circles again. Realizing at all times you have your space. I've seen people just be really embarrassed by the behavior of their partner in a social situation because they thought that reflected on them. It's kind of like people do with their children, you know. If
the children
don't behave, then that reflects on them.
Mm-hmm.
But realizing that person's expression is theirs
mm-hmm.
and that it doesn't reflect on you, that's a hard one.
Oh, that's a very hard one. It's a very hard one. Jackie, you know, we're almost out of time. Your book, Soulmate or Cellmate, You Make the Choice. This is a guide to healthy relationships. Jackie Woods is my guest. Jackie,
may I give my website?
Absolutely. I was going to ask you for that.
Okay. It's jackiewoods.org, and it's J-A-C-K-I-E, Woods with an S, .org, like an organization, .org. And I have on there a lot of CDs that also support the various aspects that I talk about in the book.
Mm-hmm.
They can take a free little quiz that tells them whether they're in a soulmate or a cellmate relationship on the website.
Uh-huh. There you go. Just go to jackiewoods.com.
No, .org.
.org. I beg your pardon. .org.
Uh-huh.
That was just an automatic pattern that
I know. In. That's why I have to emphasize that one.
Yes, you do. Thank you, and I appreciate being corrected. You have a statement in your book, Jackie. You cannot be committed to your relationship and support your partner in his or her individual space unless you are first committed to yourself.
Yes.
And I think that is so true. Jackie Woods has been my guest. Go to her website, jackiewoods.org, and you will find what you want to do in the way of a test. If you're dating someone, go ahead and take it. It's not going to hurt you. And you may find out something you hadn't considered. But this is a wonderful guidebook that can give you an insight, a perspective. If you're dating somebody, this is Valentine's month, and people just get all excited about what it represents, and it's wonderful. But if you want a real rich relationship in your life, it is going to be more than a Disney cartoon. It should be rich with experience, with a lot of changes, challenges, choices, and growth. And Jackie goes into that in her book, Soulmate and Cellmate. Jackie, thank you for being my guest today.
Thank you so much, Donna.
I've enjoyed this. Oh, I'm so glad. This is Donna Sebo. We're going to go for a break. Don't you go anywhere. We're going to be right back.
Donna Sebo publishes a popular, inspirational, and insightful newsletter filled with information about her upcoming guests, her travel schedule, seminar presentations, and upbeat articles to lighten up your life. You can subscribe to this free monthly newsletter by emailing her at donna@delphiinternational.com. That's donna@delphiinternational.com. You can also go to her website, www.delphiinternational.com, and review past publications. Keep in touch with Donna through this monthly publication. Again, her email address is donna@delphiinternational.com, and her website is www.delphiinternational.com.
Enter the magical world of God's kiss.
He sees a large open area of valley ground covered with a thick green grass. In the open space are many other children and animals. All kinds of animals. And all of the animals are talking. He can understand every word they are saying.
God's Kiss is a beautifully illustrated children's book about a young boy's journey into a valley with children and animals from all over the world. They are gathering together to experience the wonder of love and beauty that will affect their lives forever. A talking book audio narrated by the author Donna Sebo accompanies this wonderful storybook, creating a special magic all of its own. This book package makes a wonderful gift for those special children in your life, ages 3 to 10. God's Kiss book and talking book audio are only $19.95 plus shipping and handling. And the author Donna Sebo will autograph and personalize your book if you request it. Call 800-872-8852. You can also order through Donna Sebo's website, www.delphiinternational.com.
Hi, this is Donna Sebo. Welcome, and we are going to be opening up the phone lines. 877-876-5227 is the toll-free number for the U.S. 877-876-5227. Also, Canadians, 888-815-9756. That's 888-815-9756. And we have a direct line of 530-876-3222. That's 530-876-3222. 876-3222. If you're a new listener to the show, I'm so delighted you've decided to join us as part of our listening family. And if you've not called in before, all I need for you to do is give me your first name or your initial when you call in, and then we'll take it from there. And after that, then you're welcome to ask me a question about anything that you like. I do want to let you know, yes, we're getting closer and closer to the big day. That is January 8th, 9th, 10th and 11th. They're the days, not the day. What is so special about this? This is the 6th annual Conscious Life Expo Conference and Film Festival, which I have a delight to be a part of, both as a speaker and also as an exhibitor there. This is being held at the LAX Hilton in Los Angeles at 5711 West Century Boulevard. If you would like more information about this, be sure you give them a call. 800-367-5777. They do have early bird packages available for you. You can also go directly to their website, ConsciousLifeExpo.com. ConsciousLifeExpo.com. All kinds of speakers are going to be there. They're going to have a spiritual comedy night, a conscious business symposium, and also yoga classes that are going to be done daily. Now, I am going to be doing a live broadcast there at the facility on the 8th, so you'll be hearing some of the speakers that are going to be coming up. They will be on the air with me. I will also be an exhibitor there as well as a speaker myself. I'll be in booth 517, and you'll be able to check the program for my speaking on Saturday. But give them a call, 800-367-5777, or you can go to their website, ConsciousLifeExpo.com. Before we know it, it's going to be here, and I'm looking forward to being a part of that exciting, exciting event. Well, we've got a wonderful lineup of people that are going to be coming on next week. We're going to be talking with Bebe Jordan. She is just a doll. She has put together a phenomenal publication called The Swahili Sheikh, The Feng Shui of Africa. Magnificent, magnificent book. So we're going to be talking with her. Then on Tuesday, we'll be talking with Heather Carew, and she has a story about her family and her life, which is so absolutely awesome. It's called 65 Roses. And it is about her, again, her family, but especially her sister who had cystic fibrosis. Then we're going to be talking with Deborah Potter and talking about how you let Buster lead. Ah, yes, for you animal lovers out there, you're not going to want to miss it. Then Dr. Petty is going to be with us. We're going to be talking about healing, meaning, and purpose, different modalities in healing. We're going to be discussing those at length. And then we're going to be on the 8th, as I said, on site at the Conscious Living Expo. So that will be a live broadcast as well, but we will be talking with all kinds of people too numerous to mention at this time. So we've got a lot to look forward to, and even though I'm on the road, the show still goes on, and we are just, because of the magic of technology, able to do these programs, and I'm just delighted that you're going to be able to hear all of these wonderful people and that I have the opportunity to share so much with you. 877-876-5227. That's 877-876-5227. For Canadians, 888-815-9756. That's 888-815-9756. And 530-876-3222. Give me a call if you'd like for me to light up your life with a little bit of intuitive insight. You've heard me say so frequently on my show that wherever you are, whatever you're doing, you make a difference. So frequently we will think we've got to do something super colossal. We have to come up with a magnificent invention, or we've got to do something that is really going to cause the bells, whistles, and chimes of the universe to go off. Well, lots of times it's little things, the little things that make a difference. It's little things that have such an impact on people as individuals. And this is a story that B.J. Taylor has shared about a woman by the name of Mrs. Barrett. Now, Mrs. Barrett lived across the street from B.J. And what I like to think is that Mrs. Barrett was a teacher in her own way for B.J., giving her an insight into how you can make your life a little bit richer and fuller in ways that don't have to cost you a lot of money. What it takes is a thoughtfulness and a caring, and then the action that goes along with it. This is what B.J. related. She said Mrs. Barrett, who lived across the street from her, was a widow woman, and every time they happened to meet at the mailbox or in their walks around the neighborhood, they'd always discuss how they were doing. And Mrs. Barrett, whenever B.J. asked her, "How are you?" she'd always respond with the same combination of words, "I'm fine." Well, B.J. got concerned. She said, "Wow, her husband passed away. She has to be lonely. There has to be a tough time for her because she's not young. She's on Social Security. She barely makes ends meet, I bet." And every time B.J. tried to approach her, because B.J. cared, she was always very sweetly told by Mrs. Barrett, "You don't need to do anything for me, dear. I'm absolutely wonderful." Now, BJ said Mrs. Barrett's house happened to be on the corner where a school bus stopped every single morning at about 8:10. And, of course, there were all these kids, and they'd walk across her grass, and they'd throw wrappers, and just messy kid stuff, not thinking about what they were doing. They're just so engrossed in being kids and being with the busyness of their own little world. She noticed Mrs. Barrett was never bothered by any of it. She'd just pick up the trash, water her lawn, and she never, ever complained to anyone. And she said, I started observing her because this woman was always so gracious and always so thoughtful. She said she began to observe her with some other things as well. And she said, this was above and beyond what most average people do. She noticed her in the grocery store. And she said she noticed in the bakery aisle, she'd always stop to look at the cakes. And Mrs. Barrett would lift one up and then put it back down. And she was always, that was one of her favorite places in the store. Well, this one day, BJ observed this particular activity going on. And standing next to Mrs. Barrett, there was a woman who was talking to her, and she could overhear her saying to Mrs. Barrett, I just love coconut cake. And Mrs. Barrett said, oh, I do too. And the woman made a remark, well, money's sort of tight for me today. I really can't afford to get one, but boy, they are my favorite. Well, Mrs. Barrett just watched as this woman left to do the rest of her shopping in the store, and she picked up the coconut cake and put it in her cart. Well, BJ was very happy to see that because she thought, well, Mrs. Barrett's doing something nice for herself. Now I know she likes coconut cake. This is a good thing to know. Well, BJ got busy with shopping, and then she's in line to check out of the store, and there's Mrs. Barrett. She is in front of her, three people in front of her, in fact, and she's putting her items on the conveyor belt. And she said she didn't have very much. She had milk, bread, cheese, staples, and there was that beautiful coconut cake. So the checkout girl greeted Mrs. Barrett warmly because she was very well-liked. People just loved to be around her. She always responded with the same answer when she was asked how she was. I'm fine. I'm just fine. And a young lady that was checking her out said, Mrs. Barrett, you're having a coconut cake here. Are you expecting some company? And she said, oh, no, I'm not going to have any company. But would you do me a favor? Would you put that cake into a separate bag? I don't want it to get damaged. And the clerk said, of course I will. So Mrs. Barrett, and can you imagine this? BJ is sort of keeping an eye on her, because she just thinks the world and all of Mrs. Barrett, so she's just watching her. So she's not too far behind Mrs. Barrett. And she finds that Mrs. Barrett, as she's wheeling the store out, is not going directly to her car. And she goes, wonder what's going on. And this is what she saw occur. Mrs. Barrett was walking to a car that was parked halfway down the row in front of them, and BJ noticed Mrs. Barrett had found the woman who had wanted so much to buy the coconut cake but couldn't afford it. Mrs. Barrett picked up the bag with the cake, gave it to the woman, said, here, this is a present for you. The woman opened the bag, looked in, sees the cake, and said, oh, my goodness, you shouldn't have. But she was thrilled with the gift, and she accepted it graciously. Now, BJ said she knew Mrs. Barrett's budget had to have been stretched that day because she bought that very, very special coconut cake. But she did it anyway because that's just who she was. And BJ said, I wonder who enjoyed that cake more, Mrs. Barrett or the woman she gave it to. She said, I bet they both savored the memory of that cake for a long time. And she said, Mrs. Barrett taught me a lesson I'd never forget. I think it's a special one. How about you? Coconut cake, anyone? This is Donna Sebo. We're going to be taking a break. And when we come back, I've got more good things to share with you. And don't forget, you can call in and talk to me, and I'll light up your life with a little bit of intuitive insight. Just give me a buzz at 877-876-5227 or 888-815-9756. or 530-876-3222. Don't go away now. We're going to be back in just a moment.
Do you want to lose weight? Do you deal with diabetes, high blood pressure, osteoporosis, or chronic pain? Do you want to know one of Dr. Perricone's 7 secrets to beauty, health, and longevity? Do you have 15 minutes a day to look and feel better? Then let me introduce you to TTAP, the workout that works. For the beginner or expert exerciser, learn from physical training specialist Teresa Tapp how, in just 15 minutes a day, you can burn fat and sugar, build strong bones and muscles, and lose inches fast with no equipment or jumping. Visit the TTAP website, ttap.com, or call 1-800-342-0717 to learn how. That's TTAPP.com. We'll help you lose inches, look good, and feel fabulous at TTAP.
If you're searching for the perfect gift for a child, consider God's Kiss by Donna Sebo. That's right. Donna is not only a mental practitioner and psychic, she's an author as well. God's Kiss beckons all children and the young at heart to enter the dream world of a little traveler named Johnny. You can order your book today by sending a check or money order to Mrs. Sebo's Classics, Post Office Box 97272, Tacoma, Washington, 98497. That's Post Office Box 97272, Tacoma, Washington, 98497. If you'd like both the book and cassette, you pay $19.95 plus applicable tax and shipping charges. This is the book for your favorite child of any age. Donna Sebo's God's Kiss is about a child's sense of place in the world, and it's destined to be a children's classic. Order now. Call 800-872-8852. God's Kiss is written by Donna Sebo and illustrated by Ed Ged Rose. Buy it today. 800-872-8852.
The chat, 877-876-5227, 888-815-9756, also 530-876-3222. Now, I want to let those of you in the state of Washington know that I am going to be appearing at the Psychic Spectrum Expo, which is going to be held at the SeaTac Hilton. And the dates for that are going to be the 22nd, the 23rd, and the 24th. Now, my newsletter is going out today, so if you're on my newsletter list, you will have all of that pertinent information. My speaking times will be listed there, and there's just so much happening at this wonderful expo. I'm going to be just really excited about it because it's in my own home turf. So for those of you in Washington, if you want more information, when you get my website, not my website, but my email, which will be put up on my website by this weekend, then you will know that you're going to have all of those details available. Also, you can go to psychicspectrum.com and you can get those details. I am going to be doing a live broadcast on site there on the 22nd, and we are going to be talking about so many different things regarding the paranormal, and I know that it's going to be interesting to you. So just keep that in mind. Also, for those of you in California, I am making a second trip down towards the end of the month of February. Yes, this is one very busy lady this month, besides doing the regular show every day. But what I'm also going to be doing is a presentation before a group called the Quantum Leap. And I'm going to be speaking there, and I'm going to be available wherever I appear. I'm going to be available for private consultations, and at each of the expos, I will be available for many consultations while I am there on site at the expo. So if you need to call me, you need to reach me, call me at 800-872-8852. Also, I needed to let those of you that are in Alaska who listen to the show, I am going to be coming up to Alaska, but something has come up because of Easter occurring during the month of March. There is a challenge for me being able to coordinate flights and times and so on and so forth. So stay alert and aware, and as soon as everything is confirmed, it's going to be up on my website. But more than that, you can always call me to confirm the times. Right now, it looks like the middle of March, or the second week of March, I should say, that I'm going to be up in Anchorage, Alaska. And then also, we have got the women's show that's coming up in Seattle, which is a phenomenal event, which I'm appearing in again this year, which is just a joy. So many things going on. I've even got a workshop that I'm going to be teaching in Tacoma, Washington in April. So just be aware, if you have the newsletter, you're going to be able to keep up with that, or go into my website and you'll find the calendar information, and all of that is going to be made available to you. It has been an astonishing year so far, the way things have evolved and appearances have evolved. One of my favorite places, and I never ever thought I would say this, to visit and to vacation in is Las Vegas. I think it is absolutely wonderful, especially for a mini vacation. My husband and I have just such a great, great time when we go. I can remember years ago, I just say, oh, Las Vegas, it's so boring, it's so uninteresting, and people just go there to gamble. That's not the case anymore. You know, there's so much that goes on in that city. It is such a fabulous place to visit. They now have some of the most gorgeous art, performances of all kinds, which they've been known of for forever. But I do think that they have some of the best museums around. I have just been so impressed with what I've seen evolve in Las Vegas. The fine art and so much beauty. It's just absolutely wonderful. Now, apparently, they have the Pinball Hall of Fame that boasts the largest known collection of working pinball machines available to the public. And I have pictures of this in front of me. Whoever started this museum, they have restored more than 200 machines, some that are over 50 years of age, and it's the only big pinball arcade anywhere of its kind in the world. Now, the collection includes early games that have come from wood, one-of-a-kind prototypes. They have pinball classics like the Addams Family, the Twilight Zone, and the Wizard. And people, when they go to the museum, can play the games. Yeah, they don't have it just locked away behind plexiglass protection shields. They don't do that. You can actually play with them. It's a hands-on museum. Ah, but you have to remember, you better have plenty of quarters if you want to play the games. But what fun. I mean, isn't it wonderful that people do this? I watched something many years ago because I love antique shows. I really do. And a number of years ago, they used to have on television an antique show that came from New York City, and it was on real early in the morning. And so I'd get on my treadmill during my morning exercise, and I'd turn that on, and boy, it just made my exercise time just whiz by. And it was just such a delight to see all of this information, and it was around a lot longer before the Antique Roadshow came around. And it was just so wonderful to see all of the different collections that they viewed of people in different parts of the United States. Some people that collected posters, other people that collected dolls. They would have their specific interests. Some people were into M&Ms, and other people were into Ronald McDonald, and there were just all kinds of things from all points of history. And when I was watching one of these programs, a statement was made by one of the antique appraisers on this one particular show. He said, collectors like this are preservers of history. Without people having these collections, a lot of stuff would be lost. It would never be found. Ever. Again, it would end up in a trash heap somewhere. And I thought, isn't that the truth? How many people do you know of that have collections? Maybe of Beanie Babies, or they have collections of beads, or there might be some type of costume jewelry. It is amazing what people like to collect. Unfortunately, we all have our own particular interests. And it is the way things are taken care of, because people who are collectors typically treasure what they have. And I think that that is pretty special. So as you're going about in your life, if you're dusting off your particular collection, keep in mind that there may be a special place for that sometime in your life, that maybe you want to gift it to someone, or maybe even check out a museum that would like to have it, or maybe there might be another collector that would just like to have everything that you've got to add to whatever they have. It is so nice that there are people out there in this world that really want to be the caretakers of a piece of life, of a piece of history, whether it's pinball machines, Scottish Terriers, Chihuahuas, Beanie Babies, who cares? It is enabling those that are going to be coming up behind us, to be aware of the time, space, and a frame of experience that maybe they would otherwise never have a view of. This is Donna Sebo. It's been delightful being with you today. Remember always, you're the master of your fate. You are the captain of your soul. You have a fabulous weekend, and wherever you go, take your time, be patient, and enjoy the ride. Enjoy the journey, because this truly is the best day of your life. Bye for now.
You have been listening to The Donna Sebo Show. If you would like a copy of today's broadcast, send $10 to The Donna Sebo Show, P.O. Box 97272, Tacoma, Washington, 98497-0272. Be sure to put the date of the broadcast in your request. If you are not able to be a part of today's program, join Donna and her guests Monday through Friday, and she will be here to take your calls. Thank you for listening and being part of our program. Have a wonderful day.
Do you want to lose weight? Do you deal with diabetes, high blood pressure, osteoporosis, or chronic pain? Do you want to know one of Dr. Perricone's 7 secrets to beauty, health, and longevity? Do you have 15 minutes a day to look and feel better? Then let me introduce you to TTAP, the workout that works. For the beginner or expert exerciser, learn from physical training specialist Teresa Tapp how, in just 15 minutes a day, you can burn fat and sugar, build strong bones and muscles, and lose inches fast with no equipment or jumping. Visit the TTAP website, ttap.com, or call 1-800-342-0717 to learn how. That's TTAPP.com. We'll help you lose inches, look good, and feel fabulous at TTAP. 1-800-342-0717. TTAP.com.